The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Hey, John, do you want to start the podcast?
Hello, this is
your... Oh, yeah, sorry, I was too busy looking at my phone, didn't know we'd started.
Sorry about texting.
I wasn't texting. If you want to know what I was actually doing, I can't hear anything in my headphones, David. Can you sort that out? Come on, do your job, David. No, still nothing. No, nothing. This is great entertainment, isn't it? It's just the technical failings of...
Are they plugged in?
You turned them off and on again. Yeah.
Well, sorry, John's yeah, yeah. Oh, no, hang on. You made a difference to my knob there. It actually... No.
Some sort of reaction.
No, it's got...
It again.
it's gone up. It's definitely gone up. Oh, there
it's
it is.
It's loose.
Oh, my God.
It's a fair... I'm still turning it. It won't stop, but it works
stop
now.
Stop turning it, John.
I was just reading an email.
Stop playing with it.
I wasn't texting, actually. I was looking... I was looking at an email from the publicity lady from The Tiger Who Came to Tea.
Oh, yeah.
The Tiger Came to Tea is an excellent theatrical production version of a book.
Yeah, classic children's book,
which was one of the first books we bought for our firstborn.
Great book, isn't it?
Very good book. And the play is apparently very good.
The yes, it's coming to the West End soon.
That's right.
Throughout July and August.
Yes.
Well worth checking out.
I'll come with you.
Yeah. Well, you're the right age for it as well, so I was just reading her email then.
Yes,
just,
good,
just checking.
You will be going soon,
won't you? I am going, so yeah. I can't wait as well. It's one of my favourite children. It is genuinely one of my favourite children.
Yeah, that's good. Apparently, the story is based on the Nazis in Germany.
Yeah. I did read that. Yeah. I can't see how, why a tiger coming to a house and just eating all the food. Unless it's sort of allegory for the clearing of the ghettos.
Well,
I don't know.
I think it just eats everything, drinks all the water, and then just leaves.
Yeah.
That's it. That's, I suppose that's what happened.
Yeah. It's more of an allegory of you at Nando's, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, two in for one there. Yeah. Yeah, look at this. We've got publicity crazy. Anyway, is this on? Apparently there's a podcast afoot. I don't know. This week, Luke's second week on the podcast. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Luke is our intern. Last week's was he any good? Was it
exceptional?
Excellent.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, good.
Can you use your microphone a bit more?
Yeah, a bit of lesson.
Get it right in front of your face. That's
lesson two. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Dave just hit him in the face with the microphone. Good. So, what's in the podcast?
In the podcast, we discuss Poggert.
Poggert,
sensation that is. I think that's probably top of the
yeah. Well, what a highlight! I mean, you invented this.
Yeah.
This is a crazy. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what it is now, but keep listening because the world of Poggert will be open to you.
We play a game of Black or Keys.
Yes, with the saber-toothed Scouse Harridan Cilla Black and the sexist sports botherer Dave. Notice I said there, not molester like I did in the programme. And I meant the sport, not... Anyway, yeah. Richard Keys, yeah. Are they the words of him or are they the words of her? Yeah.
Anyway, what else?
Oh, Matt eats
Viennetta.
Yeah. Oh, V for Viennetta, of course, where Matt had to eat... How much of a Viennetta can Matt eat in the length of the time of the chorus of Rockstar by Nickelback? I don't know why that feature's never been done before. What? Radio gold, I'm going to call it.
We hear about Dave's producer day.
Oh, yeah. You love a course, don't you, Dave?
I do.
I went seminar crazy on Wednesday.
Oh, God.
And there's some other things as well.
Great. Good. Glad about that. He's good, then. Keep him. He's good. Can you edit it in a different... Can you move it around? Can you reshuffle the podcast, is what I'm saying? Yeah?
I can, yeah.
Little topical reference there, everybody.
Not crowbodding at all.
No, reshuffle because of the... No?
And can you store it in the cabinet as well for next
week? Oh, God! Anyway, here it is.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Good morning, I'm John Holmes. It's great to be here this morning. What a lovely day it is outside. I hope you're having a pleasant morning, everyone. Here's some music. It's all part of
the reshuffle this morning, that, isn't it?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Well, certainly I'd say three out of the four producers slash news people slash presenter who work on the XFM Breakfast Show have hangovers this morning, but not one forced upon them by the demon drink, but more a footballing hangover. For as you know, if you're regular listening to the programme, that certainly both Matt and Dave, and also producer Simon, all have an interest in what was the Global Footballing Event 2014, which I think we can now call the World Cup, given that it's over, yeah. Without fear of getting into branding copyright trouble. I'll be honest with you both, I was surprised it was still going on when I switched on the television. I assumed it ended weeks ago. I was, what's this? More of it? God,
another one.
More bloody football. I assumed it was the Euros or something. I didn't know what was going on. But then it turned out, no, it was the final, which I didn't watch. I just watched an episode of The Walking Dead instead. Fact fans.
Oh, right, yeah. Nice.
So,
good to know.
But it's over, isn't it? It's all, and you.
It's all over and done with.
And, you know, you footballing people are a little bit. A little bit sad about that this morning, you know. You got your little friends on the pitch, haven't you? Little mascots and stuff. What are you going to cheer instead?
I'm quite depressed by the whole thing, actually. Also, I missed at the end of every World Cup or big tournament. There's usually an overdramatic montage.
Yes,
sets of very nice music, and because obviously it got very late, yeah. I missed last night's
That's
montage.
True. That's a good point.
Were you watching the whole thing for the whole World Cup event for a montage at the end?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not even a fan of football, John. Just like montages.
Just the loves of the montage. Love for the montage.
If there's a montage World Cup, I would watch it.
Montage Masterman, that's what we call him.
I'll just really miss seeing Glenn Hoddle with no product in his hair, sat in a sweaty shirt from the 70s on a beach, you know. I didn't see it last night. Who would have watched the ITV coverage?
Well, that's what's
given
on, isn't
the
it?
Choice.
Because when I saw that this was still going on, I flipped over to a different channel. It was on there as well!
Yeah, it was on
both. And I didn't know they showed it on both simultaneously.
Yeah,
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
They do that with the final, yeah.
But I mean, as you said, who the hell would be
who
watching
Who would
ITV?
Opt for Charles and adverts over Hanson and no adverts. Sad day, Hanson's last
I don't think you can say that on a commercial radio station. Yeah. These are the views of Matt Dyson, not the views of Global Radio.
I went for ITV.
Yeah.
I love them.
I love them. Love the adverts.
Dave loves montages. I love adverts. I rewind them and watch them over and over.
If only there were a montage of adverts, it would be the best thing.
I watch the highlights at the end of the day of all the best ones.
All set to emotive music, aren't they? Yeah. Which is usually that song from the Cougar one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get to that. I think adverts are yummy, Matt. I don't know.
Yeah,
Matt.
I think they're yummy.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you are suffering from withdrawal symptoms, and you'd like to hashtag, get this, relive Rio. Thank you. It wasn't mine. Signs. what we want from you this morning on the text is how you want to recreate the magic of the World Cup Global Footballing Event in your own home to keep the dream alive. I think that's right, isn't it? For instance, I mean, I'm just simply going to bite everyone that I meet for a week.
Okay.
Because that was a highlight, wasn't it?
It
the
was
biting
certainly
racist.
A highlight, yeah.
So I'm just going to bite people.
And he got him a big money move to Barcelona, didn't he?
I'm rather hoping if I bite enough people, Absolute will come knocking. Yeah. Massive transfer fee!
Breaking a lot of rules this morning, aren't we?
It's what the football's all about, Matt.
Yes, it is, yeah. Go I'm on. Just going to have a lavish, expensive four-week party for a load of multinational companies, just a stone's throw from the poorest part of my local neighbourhood. Just rub their faces.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good idea.
I think that'll be nice.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Your Monday morning showbiz toss-up then, as I indicated earlier, it's the dark, satanic rumour mills of the tabloids on a daily basis spill their fodder, their satanic, demonic fodder over the rim of the gossip hole, and the demon charged with gathering it beneath him. Is Matt Dyson. As once again we look through the showbiz toss-up, the news stories that aren't news at all, yet still they clog up the news. And Matt's job is to unblock it. What do we have this morning, Matt?
Well, first up, Cara Delevingne has been showing her support for the Free the Nipple campaign.
Right, this is...
This is a...
Cara Delevingne. She's the young model with the eyebrows. She's the one with the eyebrows.
Right,
because she's got eyebrows like that.
What are they like?
She's just got quite big eyebrows. Oh. That seems to be her thing.
Like
she's
Noel
the
Gallagher.
One with the big eyebrows. Yeah. So they're all the rage now, those eyebrows.
Oh, I see.
From what I can work out. And her publicity managers have plucked her from obscurity to being in
nice,
the tabloids.
Nice eyebrow.
Every single day. It's like, good. It was but it was a fluke. But yeah, I like it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
And suddenly she's in the papers every single day.
Oh, well.
No one knew who she was until suddenly she burst on the scene with these eyebrows everywhere, up in people's grills with her massive eyebrows.
Is she taking a stand? Do her eyebrows reflect her foo-foo? Because that's the thing now, isn't it, that models, rightly so, I think, are claiming back this fake... The fake image of the shaved one, saying no, we will stand proud
as
woman, and so on, and letting it all grow out. And I just wonder if that's a
that's an interesting point.
I don't know, because it was
the case. Maybe that's the case.
But she's we won't know because she only freed a nipple apparently.
Yeah, she's freed a nipple. This is a campaign basically lots of other people are being kicked off Instagram for posting pictures. With like nip slips, Rihanna was one of them.
Right,
and now there's a campaign. It's the Scout Willis, who I believe is the daughter of Bruce and Demi Moore. Wandered around New York topless recently.
I saw that
the campaign. Yes,
I wonder how Bruce felt about that. I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of Bruce Willis.
If
he's not gonna. A dad. You want to go, Dad? Guess what I'm doing?
Oh right, okay. But it's all part of the Free the Nipple campaign. Oh great, well that's fine.
Well, there's no. Now Nelson Mandela's gone. There's not much to free, is there? So I guess it's the next logical step.
Yeah, can't wait for the song. Free the Nipple. Liv Tyler's done it as well. And someone called Lena Dunham.
No idea
who that is. So look out for nip slips near you. Basically, that's what's happening on social media. In case you're wondering,
what's speaking of nipples? Who's next?
Sheryl Cole.
Well,
has
our old favourite
has got married in secret. We've followed her career quite closely, haven't we, of course?
Certain aspects of it on this programme, that's as we said, yes.
Yeah, unlike the rest of the world.
Yeah, who's forgotten about it.
He's forgotten about it.
If she's got married in secret, why do we know?
Yeah.
Why do we know?
It's like a secret gig, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. Let me think. She's, because she's just gone back to X Factor. And she's just got announced herself she got married. It's not like she's got a new album out or something, is it? It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. Why has she done that, I wonder?
She's been going out with this guy, this French guy, called Jean-Bernard Fernandez Vassini. It's a double-barreled name, that is quite impressive.
Yeah.
And they got married after 3 months of dating on the island of Mustique.
Well, they dated for 3 months on an island.
Yeah. I know, it's quite a challenge.
Yeah.
But he apparently runs a pop-up restaurant business.
What is that?
Which he probably prints on a 3D printer from the cloud. he sounds like a cat, Cheryl. Yeah. He's in the pop-up restaurant industry. Oh, great, yeah, good.
I saw the pictures of this, because she posted a picture, a close-up, if you like, of her engagement ring, her ring, online, on her social media. All that again, isn't it? Social media in the pop-up cloud.
Yeah.
And I think I'm right in saying it's the first time a hand has been photographed that close up since it was evidence. Yeah. when she punched that toilet attendant in the face with that hand.
With that actual hand, isn't it?
I don't know if that's an engagement ring or a knuckle duster. I can't tell which it is. Since let us not forget, she was arrested by the police on... charged with racial assault and aggravated assault, occasioning actual bodily harm. The racial charge was dropped. It wasn't. No, it went to court. She was found not guilty of the racism, but she was found guilty of aggravated assault, occasioning actual bodily harm.
At a nightclub in Guildford.
A nightclub in Guildford for punching the toilet attendant there, Sophie.
Yeah.
She was called poor lady.
Poor
in
Sophie.
Poor Sophie. She's minding her own business, wasn't she?
Skipping out Chupa Chups.
Yeah.
Anyone want any perfume? Chupa Chups. Smack it in the face. And then just violence. Happy wedding day. I wonder if they brought it up in the speeches.
I wonder if Sophie was there looking after the coach.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM. Weather.
More warm sunshine today, then turning a bit hazy at times later. A high of 28.
XFM, the rate at which the universe is expanding.
1% every 140 million years.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Relive Rio, please, should you have football withdrawal symptoms. I don't. I didn't even realise it was still going on, but Dave and Matt do. So, ways to relive it. I have been thinking about it, though, and I think I might get Alan Hansen back out of retirement to just sort of discuss my life as it's going on. So I could live my life throughout the day, and then when I go to sleep at night, he could come on, like that was the break, and just sort of discuss the day.
Oh, that would be great.
Just,
I'd listen.
You know, get Lineker in there, Shearer.
Yeah.
And, I heard Shearer go, what did you make of the breakfast show this morning on XFM? Alan Hansen.
Well, it was absolutely shocking. Zaya, boss.
Etc. That would work, wouldn't it? You could do that. What have we got here, then? Well, I'm going to relive Rio by building myself up into a fevered excitement, only for it to be over before it's really begun. Or making love to my wife, as she calls it. Simon in Burnley. Thank you, Simon. Listening via the interweb, he tells us as well.
Yes, Brooke on Twitter, hashtag Relive Rio, is going to continue to be completely disinterested and glaze over when anyone talks about it.
Well, I'm with you,
nice
Brooke.
Way to keep it going.
I'm with you, Brooke. After a host of hilarious quips and jokes, this isn't Reliving Rio, this is just we were saying, what about Lawrence, the funny man of punditry, we're suggesting he gets his own show. You were talking about his jokes earlier, Matt.
Mark Lawrence.
Mark Lawrence, Loro.
I'm a big fan of Loro, because just specifically the way he says moment at the moment, the merment. They're doing very well at the moment.
George Allen's come in with a quote. Of him. I don't know whether you heard this last night, where he said that Messi just seems a bit ring rusty. Is that?
He did say that. Yeah.
What does that even mean?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Sad news this morning. The easiest Tory politician to do an impression of is standing down. William Hague has announced he's resigning as Foreign Secretary. Example, please, John Holmes.
Benghazi.
Angelina Jolie.
Is with me.
Benghazi. Everyone can do a William Hague, a passing William Hague. Dave?
I can't.
Come on!
William Hague,
Hagers!
William,
go on.
I think it's time I stepped down.
That was
Wallace and Gromit.
It was! Do it again,
With the word
Gromit at the end of it.
I think it's time I stepped down, Gromit.
That's good.
We'll miss these impressions now. He's quitting as a politician altogether in the next election.
Well, it'd be all right if they reshuffle and bring Wallace into the cabinet.
Yeah, maybe
Dave's going to be fine.
Yeah, that would work out.
Or Gary Barlow. It wasn't far off from him either, actually. Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
We have tickets to V Festival to give you this morning in our game of V for Viennetta. What's going to happen right now is that Matt Dyson... Hello, Matt. Hi there, Matt.
Hi. I've moved to a different chair.
Yeah, he's poised in front of an actual Viennetta. You remember the ice cream that was sort of shaped like a loaf of bread for some reason? We've got one. And he's about to eat it. There are four. We've divided it into four. You had to guess how many sections of Viennetta he could get through during the chorus to Nickelback's Rockstar.
Festival.
That's right, it's not a dream, it's going to happen. Nickelback, of course, the mighty Nickelback, headlined in, when I last went to V in 1999.
Never heard anyone call them the mighty Nickelback.
Just me and Chad Kroger called them that. So you remember Nickelback's Rockstar, Matt, I'm sure? The one about, I want to be a rock star, that.
Rings a bell.
Yeah, the chorus is 40 seconds long. How many sections of Viennetta, when divided into four, can you eat during the chorus? You were texting in 1, 2, 3, or 4, depending on what section you think you'd get to, and we will find a winner, of course, picked entirely at random from the correct answer. After we do it, it's live. We are vining it, so you'll be able to see it in action.
Are you ready to go, Matt?
Yeah.
This is like that that eating programme.
Yes, that Man Versus Food. I've watched a lot of episodes of that, so I've got my technique sorted. I'm going to go to the side bit where it's most melty of each chunk.
Yeah.
And the other side bit, and then take on the middle. That's where it's really cold.
Okay. Yeah. Ready to go? What are you talking about, Dave? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? What? Oh, like that.
That.
All right. Just speak, Dave. It's fine. Just stop pointing at me. I don't know what you mean.
There was a Nickelback bed you were going to use.
I just thought that was what it was. Anyway, you ready to go?
Okay.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Because we are just the one who be big rock stars.
Oh, he's going big. He's going big.
That was a big mouthful.
That was a big mouthful. Come on.
Oh, a gold.
Ice cream headache in the room. Come on.
Oh,
he's
oh,
holding his head.
Higher than I imagined. Oh, my, wow.
Come on. That's good. That's
it's
a good
so
start.
Creamy.
Ah, my teeth.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Hey, you wanna be a rock star.
Well, now, time is...
Wow. Oh!
You are actual pain.
I just had a coffee before, and that was a big mistake.
Oh, how was that ice cream headache? That
well, looked... I would have got through more, but it's the chocolatey layers. The chocolatey layers, they get stuck in your throat.
Was it richer than you thought?
Yeah, when you try and swallow it, you can't swallow the chocolatey layers.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM Music News.
Music News, 25 to 10, XFM Breakfast. Matt has now for us the music news.
Yes, I do, John. And Arctic Monkeys brought this year's Tea in the Park Festival to a close last night. Biffy Clyro also headlined over the weekend, which was the final time that the festival in Scotland was held at the Balardo airfield because of health and safety concerns about an old oil pipe that's been running under the site for years without anyone really noticing. It's moving to Strathallan Castle next.
So they knew about the pipe before it was the last one.
Yeah.
And then they just sort of said, health and safety. The pipe will be all right for a bit.
Maybe the pipe started to get a bit rusty.
Wow.
They thought we better move it on.
Yeah, but did they do that before the... Or after the... They didn't do this last night, did they?
No.
I'm saying. They knew about the pipe.
They've known about the pipe. Yeah, how long have they known about the pipe?
Still they let the people in.
Yeah, I know.
Irresponsible.
I know, it is, really. Bombay Bicycle Club also played there over the weekend and told XFM before their set that they want people at festivals to start turning off their mobiles during performances.
Turn off your iPhone and just go and get lost. Stop taking photos and updating your Snapchat. Or
tweeting at festivals is a bit weird, isn't it?
Ooh, they're not really up with the times, are they?
Down with the kids.
Oh, dear. You're not going to stop the kids doing that, Bombay Bicycle.
They're not.
That's what they're all about now.
They're not going to tell them to do that, no. Yeah,
that's true.
Live it, don't document it vibe, though. It's probably.
They don't have to do what you say. You're not their dad.
Yes, you're not their dad. So don't go around telling us things like that, Bombay Bicycle Club.
Turn off your iPhone.
No.
Turn off your iPhone.
No. Leave us alone. Alex Kapranos has told XFM that Franz Ferdinand also almost got turned away the first time they ever played Tea in the Park back in 2003, before their debut album came out. The security wouldn't let them in.
Probably because of the health and safety concerns about the pipe.
But apart from the pipe and the whole health and safety concerns, Alex Kapranos said that it's always been an amazing location.
It's one of the most insane, intense audiences in the world. It is home. But also talking to other bands, you speak to other bands from other places around the world, they're kind of like, wow, that place is nuts, you know. And that's, I'm quite proud of that.
Turn off your iPhone,
Alex. Stop. Yeah.
Turn off your iPhone.
Yeah. And if you turned off your iPhone over the weekend and you missed this news, the support acts have been confirmed for the Libertines gigs at Alexandra Palace later this year. The Peace, Swim Deep and Circa Waves will join the Reform band for their three gigs on the 26th and 27th and 28th of September. Full details at xfm.co.uk.
Thank you very much, Matt. What's the message from Bombay Bicycle Club? Should anyone be going to those gigs?
Turn off your iPhone.
Thank you. Yeah, good. Matt, I don't know about you, but round about now of a Monday morning, I like to have myself a milky chance.
I just like to.
Turn off your iPhone.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
If you've listened to our podcast this this week, or if you should have been last week's podcast that's gone up on iTunes this week, then you'll have heard the dulcet tones of our new intern, Luke. Good morning, Luke.
Morning.
Morning. His job it is to put the podcast together, and we got to know him fairly well during the making of the podcast. For your delight, if you'd like to hear all about Luke, then that's where to find him. But we've just discovered something else about Luke that has shocked us to our very core.
Wow. I've seen something that I've never heard of or thought possible.
No, I thought it's it's up there with all people haven't seen, you know, the Loch Ness Monster, have they? The Abominable Snowman. These things are a legend. Mm. And Luke this morning has come up with something that's had us all reeling.
I've never seen quite the reaction from Matt. I mean, I was
taken aback initially in shock. But now thinking, yeah, actually, it might be quite a good idea.
Well, now you're going to give it a go, I think.
Yeah,
you?
Well, I thought I'd tried every combination from our canteen. Yeah.
Because we have to keep things interesting around here, don't we?
You know,
the canteen has a limited menu, and often to mix it up, you have to put two things together. We've all experimented. We've all, you know, in our youth, we've all tried things, haven't we?
Yeah.
But now we look back and go, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. We've all tried that from the canteen. But Luke's, I don't know, come up with something. Luke, what have you had this morning to eat?
I've had a humble, what some may say, perhaps boring porridge, and added yogurt.
Ooh, you put yogurt in porridge?
Yogurt and porridge.
I mean, jam, yeah. Raisins, maybe. Honey, certainly. Yeah. But yogurt?
Yogurt.
I've never had such a strong reaction to this. I thought it was quite a normal,
yogurt in, yogurt in porridge.
It adds a whole new depth layer.
Yeah.
The warmth, heat, and the cold,
it's
coolness,
interesting. I like it.
Sharpness, sweetness,
yeah,
a lot of contrast.
Is it the first time you've had poggart?
No, it's not. It's my winter breakfast staple.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. I like the changes of temperature. It's like, I don't know if you've ever done scuba diving, but there's a moment when you go from the heated water and you drop into some cold water, then you go into some warm water again, that feels excellent.
Yeah.
It's the culinary equivalent of that.
That's pocket.
Yeah. Wow, this is a thing we could... Well, we helped fat people by preventing them from eating by coming up with an idea of opposite polarized magnets in top and bottom molars as filling so their mouth can't chew. And now we've invented a food stuff. This is, could patent all of these things and be rich beyond the dreams of avarice. Yeah. Poggart. Wow.
It's like double dairy though, isn't it? That's what I'm finding hard to get in my head. Right. It's like one form of milky stuff put into another form of milky stuff.
I've got honey and yogurt granola to follow, so...
Maverick.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Let us go to the telephones because, this suggestion came in. We've got George on the line now. Good morning, George. Hello.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Now some would say foolishly, but we'll find out. You're bragging here, George. You said for the cabinet in the place of William Hague, Trevor MacDonald. I won't disappoint.
Ooh.
So we set the stakes high here. George.
Yeah, it was either brave or stupid. I haven't done this one for a while, but let's see.
Okay, in your own time.
Hello, we've got a special report today on why I am Trevor MacDonald and I'm replacing William Hague in the cabinet to sort out all the problems in Syria.
Oh, wow. Amazing! Is there anyone else in your repertoire?
There used to be quite a few. Let's see, Tony Blair. Yes. He'd be a bit controversial, wouldn't he?
David Cameron appoints Tony Blair. Yes, go for it. Go for Tony Blair. Go on.
Well, you know, at this moment in time, it is my belief that, you know, if I can become, you know, a peace envoy, which is, you know, rather ironic, why not become, you know, a Tory MP?
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. Do you want a job? Because producer Dave's, as far as I'm concerned, he's just out of here now.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. XFM.
So what a day, what a sunshine day today. I think, Matt, you said that we might be highs of up to 26 today.
Yeah,
it's going to be sunshine. It's sunny now. Look at it out there, Leicester Square. We overlook Leicester Square.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Look at the sun, the dappled sun reflecting off the hideous scaffolding and building works on the old Orbar 1 opposite. What a lovely day for being outside, maybe in the park or something, taking a long lunch break, a leisurely stroll around some of London's... I went for a little walk yesterday at one point, Matt. I went along, a little walk on the South Bank yesterday in the sunshine. I did. Very lovely. This morning I wandered in as well early on, just took a walk over Westminster Bridge. Gorgeous. Took a lovely photograph of the moon over... of the Houses of Parliament there, the sun on the London Eye against the sunrise.
Living life.
I was living the London dream.
Yeah.
I was. And, I was thinking, what a beautiful city we live in. Wouldn't it be an awful day, really, if you had to spend it all cooped up in a windowless hellhole that was, despite the weather outside, just superheated because the air conditioning doesn't work properly. And imagine, you know, what sort of sad person would agree... to do that instead of spending their day. I wonder what sort of sad person... Let's all stare at him now. He's called Dave. He's just there. Look, producer Dave. Morning, Dave.
I couldn't forecast the weather a month ago when this all came about.
Yeah, Dave's signed up for one of his little courses, hasn't he? He loves a course, Dave. He goes on a course. Do you want to hear the one he's signed up for today in the building?
It's a work course.
So I had a quick look at his emails when he went out of the room. Subject, producer day.
Oh,
already it's horrible, isn't it?
Is it a boot camp?
Oh, God, I bet it is. I bet it's team building or something, isn't it? Oh, do you have to build a raft to get across the office or something?
I don't know.
Out of oil drums. Team building. This is a day, producer day. A day where you can learn from your colleagues and share thoughts on the future of radio. Made up of seminars. And informal conversations aimed at forming better working relationships throughout the whole company. Oh, it's like nectar to you, Dave, isn't it? You lap that stuff up.
Who needs the sun? I've got producer day.
Just Dave's little proboscis going in and out of the seminars. Oh, I love it. Oh, I'm sucking it all up. Oh, I love it. Oh, he's such a company man, Dave.
That's my vitamin D. Right there.
Making notes all the time. Oh, yeah, good point. I'll write that down.
All the other people on the course just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They're just sort of sitting there, the back slumped, just going, oh, God, it's sunny outside. This bloody stupid work course. Dave's at the front going, tell me more. Tell me about the future.
I've got a question. I've got a question.
Any more questions before we can all just go out in the sunshine? There he is. He's got about 10. Keeping everyone back.
Everyone else has got, Dave's on the yard. Anyway, look, Dave's on a producer day, right? So it's a waste of time, obviously. It's like any course you do at work. It's just one of those ones. Dave just happens to enjoy them. But here's the thing. Let's spoil it for him, because a nod back to something we used to do called Lords of Misrule. What we want from you this morning, right, is suggestions of questions Dave's got to ask at producer day, sticking his hand in the air,
good.
Right? Just keeping everyone out of the sun. So questions that Dave can ask, so you can text them to us. The more they'll make him look stupid, the better. And then what we'll do, we'll get him to record it on his phone, and then we'll play the results out tomorrow. For producer day. Producer day. Is it D-A-Y-V-E? Is that why you called
that's
it?
That's why I've gone on it.
Good. 83936, Addict's name on Twitter. So, you know, for instance, you could say, I've got an idea for the future radio. Yes, Dave. I've got an idea for future radio, sir. What is it? It's me naked in a jacuzzi with my own sister on the occasion of a 21st birthday party. And you'd have to say that in front of everybody on the seminar.
I think we can do better than that.
Or you could ask some advice from your fellow producers on how to deal with presenters who constantly allude to your own mother being in a cougar lifestyle, full-on physical relationship with one of your colleagues.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. XFM Weather.
Tibbetts, yes, indeed. The sunshine returns this morning on what's looking like a very warm week. It's going to be very hot by Friday, apparently. I mean, that's when it could get up to 30 degrees. It'll be warmer than many places that are warm.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast. XFM.
Thousands of people wanting to play a game of Black or Keys to see the Black Keys. And on the telephone balancing unit right now, this morning, is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, Jennifer. Where do we find you this morning, Jennifer? Where are you? What are you doing?
I'm in St. Albans, getting ready for work.
Getting ready for work. What time do you start work, Jennifer?
Half past nine.
Half past nine. Late. Okay, how long does it take you to get there?
About half an hour.
You're going to be pushing it. You're going to be pushing it. Let's see if we can't get you tickets to the Black Keys. However, this is how it's going to work, Jennifer. It's quotes. I've got basically six quotes here. They're either quotes from the Scouse Harridan with buck teeth Cilla Black, Jennifer, or the sexist TalkSport pundit Richard Keys. All right? Who said what, Jennifer? That's all you have to decide. You just have to tell me whether it's Black or whether it's Keys. Are you ready to play?
I am indeed.
Here we go. And here is quote number one. It is this. You know what, sweetheart? Stick to the baggy trousers because your bum is as big as Bournemouth. Who said that? Was it Black or was it Keys?
Black.
Let's find out.
Sweetheart, stick to the baggy trousers because your bum is as big as Bournemouth.
That was sexist to the Black saying that, Sam.
I thought it reeked of hairy hands.
It does, it does, but that's the trick of the game, man.
Yeah.
Quote number two, then, is this. I thought I'd seen just about everything until I found myself in the middle of a forest fire. Is that Black or is it Keys?
I'm going for Keys.
You're going for Keys?
I thought I'd seen just about
everything. Right!
Until I find myself in the middle of a forest fire.
Very good. Okay, question number three.
This is a weird game.
It's the rubbishest game, isn't it? Weather is weather. You know it's going to happen. I mean, bring back Michael Fish. Who said that? Was it Cilla Black or was it Richard Keys?
I'm going for Keys.
You're going for Keys? Let's find out.
Weather is weather. Oh. It's going to happen.
It's the Buck Teeth Scouse Harridan. No. What are we up to now? Number four, aren't we? Who said, I ended up in a gay bar. I can do anything I want. I'm growing old disgracefully. Was it Cilla Black or was it Richard Keys?
I'm going to go for Keys again.
Let's find out.
Really?
I ended up in a gay bar. I'm growing old disgracefully.
God, I can't stand her. Right. This is number five. Who said, and I find myself sitting at the right hand of God. What a place to be.
I'm going to have to go to the Keys again.
Let's find out.
And I find myself sitting...
Is there the right answer, of course. I see you're edging your bets going for Keys on every one.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, final one then. Is this Cilla Black or Richard Keys? Did you smash it? Mind you, that's a stupid question. If you were anywhere near it, you'd definitely smash it. Who said that?
Black.
You smash it? Mind you, that's a stupid question. You definitely smashed it.
You definitely didn't smash that, Jennifer. However, let us find out whether or not it's... what did she get? What is the score, Dan?
3 out of 6.
3 out of 6, that's 50%.
Enough, it's enough.
You can see the first half of the gig. How about that?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Once again for XFM, the noted and award-winning broadcaster, John Suchet, of course, known for... He's being the frontman of the ITN News for many, many years, was one of the people first into the Gaza Strip back in the late 70s, reporting live from there, one of the early war correspondents, and been garlanded, rightly so, with awards throughout his entire career, Sony Radio Awards, Royal Television Society Awards, Journalism Awards. And now, though, he sits in a Japanese restaurant alone, picking badly written celebrity autobiographies from the conveyor belt in front of him. There they are, having replaced all of the rice and fish dishes. He does it for XFM Breakfast. Went across live to the restaurant now. It's Yo Suchet. And I think we're getting... I think we can hear him. Yeah, there's the restaurant there. He's here.
Morning, John.
Yo Suchet!
Let's get to it, shall we? There's Life is Just What You Make of It by Donny Osmond. Yeah, good. All of Me by Patsy Palmer, you know, the one who shouted, Ricky! Yeah. The Rock Says by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This is the one. Go on. All About Us, My Story by Peter Andre.
Yes.
Shall we begin?
Oh, yes.
At night, I would go up to my room where I had pictures on the wall of Elvis, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson and Bob Marley, and suddenly I'd be transported to a world of magic. I'd look at Elvis, close my eyes, imagine I was him and sing one of his songs, mimicking his voice as best as I could. That's when I started developing what I called my pop dream. I set myself a goal of one day appearing on Top of the Pops. I would go to the gym as often as I could, often three or four times a week. I'd hit the bag until I was puffed out, and then I'd drop down on the mat and do sit-ups for an hour and a half. I used to ask my brothers, "Do you think by the time I'm 16, I'll have abs?" Sure enough, just after my 15th birthday, I started to notice these ripples of muscle down my stomach. I was still as skinny as a rake, but I had abs to die for. My body became something I was immensely proud of. I have one big weakness, strong, strong coffee. For a long time, I never touched the stuff. Then some French guy said, "Try one of these." It was espresso. "No chance, man," I told him. But then I took it and I was taken to another world. And so, coffee became my new secret addiction. I went through all the different types of beans, starting with the weak ones, then progressively getting stronger, my tolerance to the stuff decreasing after each hit. To this day, I still haven't kicked the habit, but that's just the way I am.
Thanks.
See you next week, John.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow, it's all thriller, no filler. Right?
God, what a fascinating insight into a man's life that is. Peter Andre, in his own words there. Come to think, I thought he was really boring before I heard that.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Matt, if you could break the rules for 12 hours, what would you do?
Well, I would
be crazy here.
I'd live on the edge, John.
Live right on the edge of the edge.
I would go swimming directly after eating.
My God!
No, Matt!
Stupid!
I'd swallow the last mouthful and then dive in.
Stupid!
Don't do it!
Listen to the advice of your granny, which you always said not to do that!
Nonsense.
Mine wouldn't even let me have a bath after food!
I'm not even letting it go down.
Oh,
not letting it go down.
That's terrible!
It's still going to be up.
You're
I'm going to be swimming.
You're a monster!
Yeah! What sort of person are you?
I'm going to... mine involves a pool as well. I'm going to do heavy petting in it. No matter what
the sign says, I'm going to run along the side.
Yes.
Jump in, probably next to you as you're drowning, as you're filling the food. I'm going to bomb in and then I'm going to heavy pet you.
No.
You get that food out one way or the other. We're crazy rule breakers, Matt.
Yeah, and we're going to go outside between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Today!
Today and tomorrow!
We don't care what the government advice is in the heat.
I'm going to do it right outside my doctor's window. Look at me. I'm fine.
Sunbathing out here. My job, get off me. Stop heavy petting me outside a doctor's window.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Now, if you were listening to the programme yesterday, and let's be honest, why the hell wouldn't you have been? You would have learned, as we all did, that producer Dave, good morning, Dave.
Morning.
Is had to go on a course yesterday, something they had helpfully described as a producer day. And Dave, we learned, loves a course, despite it being a very pleasant weathered day yesterday. Dave much preferred to spend it in a windowless room learning stuff on a work seminar. He's the only person anyone's ever met that enjoys a work seminar, because he's a little teacher's pet.
Company man,
Dave. Yeah. Basically, he's just the boss's mouth. That's all he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a husk.
Their eyes and ears on the ground, on the shop floor.
That's all I am.
That's
all I ever want to be.
Congratulations, you've achieved your goal.
Yes.
Dave was on the course yesterday, producer day, and we asked you if you'd like to come up with questions that you'd like Dave to ask during the producer day. They have a question and answer session near the end when the boss
Has to come round to the tables, I think you were saying. Is that right? You were all sitting at tables like a sort of cabaret style or something.
Yeah, it was a producer.
Weird.
It was a producer workshop.
Of course it was. Was it a breakout session?
We had a few breakout sessions.
Breakout
session. Yeah, we had a few seminars. Yeah.
And, grab a coffee, guys. Grab a coffee. Yeah. You grab one. Yeah, let's grab one.
Why does someone ever grab a tea?
Yeah.
You don't ever grab coffee, do you? Yeah. Why is that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And after a few terrific PowerPoint presentations, there was the Q&A session of the day.
Yeah. And yesterday we said, so this is going to happen. Please do come up with questions for producer Dave to ask that would make him look like an idiot. And he would have to record them on his phone and we'd play them out today. One was chosen, it's fair to say.
Yeah, Sean, I think, texted in with this one.
Good work, Sean.
It was a tricky one to manoeuvre into the conversation. So I'll paint the picture. So the different managers were popping around the various tables to answer the various questions that you might have had for those specific people.
Yeah.
So I obviously waited for our manager, for our XFM boss, to arrive at the table before asking a question.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Yeah.
And I hit him with a question.
Right. Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Hi, how are we?
Hi. So I've met some of you today. For those of you that I haven't had a chance to speak to, I'm Chris Bourne, I'm the managing editor for XFM. So this is the kind of question part of the day. Anything you want to ask me?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm struggling to get the message across to the presenter, John, that I'm not entirely happy with his accusations that our newsreader is having an affair with my mum. I'm 99% sure there's no truth in it, but what would be the best way to address this?
It's a valid question, Dave, but I don't think it's probably for this arena to discuss this. We can have a natural about that in our catch-up time that we have tomorrow. Let's call you. Anyone else? Any more questions?
Well done, Sean. Good question. For those coming into that cold, by the way, this is a long-running relationship that's been going on between Matt here, morning Matt, and producer Dave's mum, Val. And they've been seeing each other quite a
while.
All
that happened was I made friends with her on Facebook.
She came up in
people you might know. And so I thought, let's make friends. Yeah, why not? Yeah. And since then, it's been steamy, hasn't it?
I mean, it's been
steamy.
Since then, we've had no contact. Although there is that 1% in Dave's mind that suggests maybe we have.
I love that.
I just never know.
I'm 99% sure. But I've checked my mum's phone, and there's some messages on here that could be from Matt. I don't know. You know, he sent some belfies of his bare bottom, and I haven't seen Matt's bottom, but if I was to, it might look like this on his mum's phone. So good work, Dave. Congratulations. Anything else to take away from the day there? Did you learn anything useful?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
And there it was, the reshuffled podcast, the XFM Breakfast Show podcast, the least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show from the preceding week. Any other business? Anyone got any other business? I think that brings the proceedings to a close. Any other business?
You have to listen to this podcast within the next 24 hours. I'm DJing this Saturday night at the Finsbury. In fact, it doesn't matter what week, because it's usually the Saturday night that I'm DJing at the Finsbury, so feel free to pop on down. It's just near Manor House Tube Station.
Yeah, if you don't live in London, it's really not worth coming here for it.
don't make a trip. based on this.
No, but I would recommend coming to see The Tiger Who Came to Tea, which is an excellent theatrical production.
On Below Thriller Live in the West End. Right throughout August and July, in July and August.
So. Excellent. You can't tell that we're going to get some free tickets for that, can you?
No.
Anyway, there you go. XFM Breakfast Show podcast, and that was it.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM. If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.
XFM. Ellis James and John Robbins.
We're talking about guilty pleasures. This is Avril Lavigne. It's a damn cold night. That is such a great riff.
Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new.
It's just great, and that is that's a waltz.
But we
it's
are
a damn cold.
We are losing listeners.
No,
by
we're not. No, we're gaining legends, mate. Because
music that rocks.